All right. Good afternoon, Marks. Thank you again for taking the time to sit down and chat with me. So tell me or tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what drives your passion for healthcare and health information management.
Yes, good afternoon, Kelly. It's wonderful to meet you finally. My name is Marks De La Rosa, and I'm the Director of Health Information Services at the Saskatoon Community Clinic here in Saskatchewan. The clinic's cooperative model and commitment to patient care is patient-centered care deeply resonates with me. That's what drew me to want to work at the Saskatoon Community Clinic. It provides a unique, inclusive approach to healthcare. And just to give you a background of what the Saskatoon Community Clinic does, it operates two primary clinics in Saskatoon. And the organization focuses on community service and innovation, which reflects values I hold close to my heart. And I feel deeply privileged to contribute to this mission by ensuring that our health information systems empower our care providers to improve the lives of patients every day. So, about myself, my passion for service and leadership was instilled in me at a young age by my parents, who taught me the importance of being active in the community and helping the underprivileged. For some context, before moving to Canada, I lived in the Philippines. And at 15 years old, I was actually elected as a youth sector representative in our city council. This is in Bacolod City, Philippines. And this role allowed me to work closely with local and even national political leaders. I had the opportunity to author ordinances and resolutions focusing on youth development. And this leadership background, plus my interest in arts, which brought me to become an editorial cartoonist at the age of 15, where I got to express my views on social, political, and economic issues. Widened my understanding of societal issues. And right now, I feel that working at the Saskatoon Community Clinic has come full circle because it has blended my desire to help the community. At the same time, it blends my interest in working within the healthcare sector.
Thank you. That, you talked about creative outlets. Obviously, you have one as well. I'm going to ask you a quick question. That painting behind you, was that illustrated by you, or is that something totally different? I, as you said that, I was like, oh, I wonder if he did that painting.
No, it's made by a different artist, but I've got a lot of paintings here at home where it's my own creation, not just
Very nice.
the
Very
unfortunately.
nice. Very nice. Well, thank you for giving us a little snapshot of who you are. So can you describe the moment or experience that first sparked your interest in nursing and, well, in healthcare and patient care?
So before moving to Canada, I was a registered nurse in the Philippines. And I also became the executive director of Santon Camp Foundation. It is a nonprofit organization serving children with cancer and chronic illnesses. My interest in nursing and healthcare was inspired by my mother. My mother worked in public health in the Philippines, often serving remote communities with little to no access to basic healthcare. And as a child, I accompanied her in some of these visits. And I remember seeing like the faces of mothers who worried about their children's malnutrition or elderly people who endured illnesses without the means for treatment. And those images stayed with me. As I'm seeing it, they're not just statistics. They're not just patients, but they are people with fears, hopes, and dreams. And those early experiences planted a seed in me with a desire to help. That's basically the moment where I wanted to be in healthcare.
I love the way that you say that. You know, there are people with fears, hopes, and dreams. I think sometimes, especially in healthcare, when there's so many other competing priorities, the individual gets lost, or the patient, or the client, or, you know, the person that we're serving gets lost. And it's nice to bring that back to, you know, and to put a face to what it is that we in healthcare do. So what has your role as executive director taught you about leadership and compassion in healthcare?
My time in Santon Camp Foundation as executive director was very transformative. Leading a volunteer organization dedicated to supporting children with cancer and chronic illnesses taught me that leadership is not just about making decisions. It is understanding the dynamics of people, their struggles, and their strengths. One memory that stays with me is of a young boy diagnosed with leukemia. Actually, it's acute lymphocytic leukemia, to be exact. During one of our camp activities, despite being physically weak, he stood up and sang his heart out in front of the group, in front of everyone. This was when I asked him why he did that. He said it was his way to express his gratitude to the volunteers and to all his newfound friends. And in that moment, I saw courage in its, like, in its purest form. It reminded me that leadership is not only just about creating environments where people feel safe to express themselves, but giving people the space to have some sense of dignity and normalcy, which these children do not really have. And these are the lessons that I carry with me as I lead my teams and lead projects in health information.
Again, another very poignant story, I think. I got goosebumps as you were telling it. But again, you know, especially I think when you're in, and I'm going to relate it to health information, or when you're not as hands-on, it's easy, I think, to fall into, you know, I'm dealing with numbers, or I'm dealing with information, forgetting sometimes that there are people attached to the data that we're collecting, or right. And so it's nice that you have these rich stories that sort of carry you through your career that you can refer back to, that keeps that at the forefront of what it is that you do. So thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that. Speaking of that, now, what inspired you to transition from hands-on care into you know, the health information sector and field? Because, you know, going from hands-on to hands-off and dealing, like I said, with people in a different way, what was that transition like, and why?
Yeah. So as a nurse, I witnessed firsthand, and as an executive director during that time for Santown, I witnessed firsthand how critical health information is to, like, delivering quality care. I saw how accurate and timely information empowered providers like nurses, our physicians, and members of the healthcare team to make informed decisions. But I noticed the gaps. Instances where inefficiencies or incomplete data hindered patient outcomes. And that realization planted a seed in me again, that I wanted to address these challenges and be part of the solution. So transitioning to health information management allowed me to broaden my impact from individual patients to an entire healthcare system. It's from micro going macro this time. In health information management, the work we do forms the foundation for organizational decision making, providing accurate data needed to evaluate the effectiveness of healthcare models, of our healthcare practices. It is used to allocate resources efficiently and improve patient outcomes. So it's not just about, like what you said, managing records or collecting data. It's about shaping strategies that drive better care for an entire population. And for me, I consider this shift as not a departure from patient care. It is more of an evolution for me. I would always associate my nursing background in treating health information. It's like I treat health information the way nurses observe the 5 hours of drug administration. So it has health information like medication should be given to the right person. It should be given using the right route. It should be timely. It should be the right documentation should be done. It should be given for the right reason, and all the other R's that has been added to it. But that background in nursing complements my new role in health information management to give the right data at the right time to enhance the quality of care and give the best outcomes for our patients and for the people we serve.
I love that. And I love that because I'm in the middle of writing policies, which is not, I would rather be at the bedside, to be honest. But it's a nice perspective, right? Like that overarching, why am I writing this policy? It's not just words on a page. It happens to affect change and helps to create that safety and that standardization, like you said. So thank you for reminding me in the midst of the difficulties of what I'm doing, what it's really all about, and how health information feeds into that. What skills or perspectives from your nursing background has pr proven to be most valuable within the health information management field for you?
Because nursing is a very personal experience, right? You do bedside care, you do direct care. So nursing taught me to see the person behind the data, as you've also reiterated early on. Like every chart, every lab result represents like a human being with feelings, like, again, with fears, with hopes, with stories to tell. And this perspective drives me to create health information systems that are not only efficient, but also are empathetic and patient-centered. So my clinical background allows me to bridge the gap between our healthcare providers and the health information systems that we create. So understanding the challenges that our providers face on the front line is taken into consideration when we design this systems or processes. More than anything, nursing instilled in me a deep respect for teamwork as well, precision, accuracy, of course, compassion. And this guides me in my health information management functions every day.
I love it. I love how nursing has been such a big component in this, in the role that you do. And I think that's also important to you. When you come from a nursing background, I think a lot of times it's easy to get pigeonholed into what you think a nurse does and what you think a nurse should be doing. And there's so much more to that, right? So many other layers, number one, but I think so many other roles that nurses can feed into, and health information being one, because of the knowledge and the skills and the abilities that we can bring to this realm as well, right? I think I had once interviewed another one of your colleagues, not physical colleagues, but health information colleague, and who said that It's like, and I think you said it, it's like the patient story, and the ability to have those assessment skills feeds into when you're coding or when you're abstracting, right? And it's there's a mesh of skills. How did your studies at the Center for Distance Education help prepare you for the new direction in your career?
Studying at the Center for Distance Education, or CDED, was pivotal, of course, in my career. It helped me transition to health information management. But the program's flexibility allowed me to pursue my dream of transitioning to HIM while still working full time, which was critical at that stage of my life. We need to work and make money. But what truly set CDED apart was the unwavering support of the instructors, who weren't just educators. They were mentors who were really invested in my success. Because not only did they give me the technical skills and the knowledge, but they gave me the confidence to take the next step. Less than a month after passing my certification exam, I secured my first role in the field as a health information practitioner at the Saskatchewan Health Authority, and which is a testament that I received quality education. And above that, the instructors that I had remained to be mentors of mine up to this point. I'd communicate with them and give them updates on how I've grown professionally and personally. So that sense of community is very, very helpful. And I've even had the privilege of hiring a CDED graduate, which is, I think, is a way for me to give back to the institution that had helped me and to become a mentor to these aspiring HIM students and individuals.
That's amazing. And I think mentorship is extremely important. And I think mentorship both inside your profession, like you're doing, and outside of your profession is important to help you grow. Like you said, you've grown both professionally and personally since graduating because of the great instructors and the mentorship that you were able to build for yourself. I'm going to ask you about your designation since you kind of alluded to that. What did earning the CHIM designation mean to you, and how has it influenced your career path?
Yes, earning the Certified in Health Information Management designation meant competence and commitment to excellence and ethical standards in the health information management field. I think it's not just a credential, but it is a responsibility to uphold the trust placed in health information management professionals by patients, by providers, and by organizations. So this designation opened a lot of doors for me, like from my first role as a health information practitioner for the Saskatchewan Health Authority until I became a health information analyst at the Veterinary Medical Center of the Western College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Saskatchewan, which I am very proud to have experienced because this is quite a unique combination of having had the experience to work in the human health and in the veterinary field. Regardless of having to work in the health in the human field or in the veterinary field, these collective experience and training reinforced my belief that the health information professionals are stewards of one of healthcare's most valuable resource, which is information. And this responsibility inspires me every day to approach my work with integrity, innovation, and a deep sense of purpose.
I love that. I love that. And I love that you sort of pretty much been on two totally different spectrums, like you said, human and not human, right? And you so you have that that appreciation, but you also have that thread of commonality between them, which, as you said, is health information and how potent health information is. I think, you know, in our digital age, we take information for granted. We're giving out information a lot every single day, and we're taking in information. And, you know, when it comes to health, to have that or to know that there are professionals that are securing the integrity of the information that I'm, you know, entering into an electronic record is valuable and very important. So thank you for all that you do and for your team as well. Why did you decide to pursue privacy and information governance certificates? And what impact have they had on your approach to health information?
Yes, privacy has always been an interest of mine within the umbrella of health information management. And I see it as building trust between patients and the healthcare system. And when you consider privacy, it's ensuring that both parties are protected, the patients and the healthcare system that we have. There's the statistics that indicate that like 58% of Canadians are concerned about the security of their personal health information, which highlight the importance of these trust for these trust to exist. And my decision to pursue additional certifications in privacy and information governance was driven by this understanding. And like right now, I'm currently working on a project integrating artificial intelligence into our systems at the community clinic, and privacy compliance is a key focus in my work. Because without trust, even the most advanced technology would not work. If the people using the technology does not trust it, if the recipients of this technology don't trust it, and if the organization doesn't trust it, then this technology is useless. So, privacy for me is about protecting the data, thereby protecting the people.
That is a great statement. Protecting the data so that we can protect the people. I like that. Very important. What inspired you to pursue an MBA? You have all these different facets that are floating around about you, which is very fascinating. But MBA from, you know, when I think about health, I don't necessarily think about business, even though I guess, you know, at the core, healthcare is a business. But why focus on an MBA and why focus on management and change?
I pursued an MBA because I want to be an effective leader. Someone who not only understands technical side of running a business, but someone who understands how to deal with people and to be able to inspire them and guide them through change, because we all know change is something constant. Change is inevitable. And change is very prevalent in the field of health information management and in the health sector generally. So I've witnessed firsthand how advancements in technology and the shifts in privacy regulations and the ever-growing volume of data can create both opportunities and challenges. And having that specialized knowledge on management and change will help make things work, make it easy for people to accept the new technologies and the ever-changing processes that we have. And I believe that pursuing an MBA with this focus will equip me with navigating through all these complexities. responding to change, anticipating change, driving the change, and ensuring that the people who are impacted by this will feel supported. And because the goal is not only to adapt to the new technologies or the ever-evolving landscape of HIM, but to lead teams in embracing and thriving through these changes. I think that's what it is.
I think that's huge. And I think, it always astounds me, working in healthcare that is constantly changing, constantly evolving and adapting, that healthcare professionals can be the least, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't adapt to change the best. It's not saying that they can't change or that they don't, but there always seems to be this is
Resist.
the way. Yeah, nah. Yeah, a little bit of resistance. I'll throw that word out there. So it's always fascinating, and I find that it's I'd love to talk to you again in a couple of years when you have your when you've completed your MBA, because you'll then have both a business hat and a healthcare hat, which is I mean I think it's more common nowadays than it was previously. You either were in healthcare and sort of took on these leadership positions without having the business sense, or you had the business sense and didn't have the healthcare perspective. So I think having both will be that much richer in how you lead your teams and eventually get the buy-in from your teams to change and to adapt and to model and to grow. So last question. Oh, not really. How do you see well actually no, we did answer that. I'm gonna sort of change up the last couple of questions because the thing that's burning in my mind to ask you is where do you see the role of health information management professional growing and going? And what do you see for the field of health information management itself?
Yes. So health information management has evolved through the years. Historically, health information professionals were considered as hospital librarians during the time of paper records. It expanded into It expanded more progressively when digitalization of health records became predominant, became utilized by our healthcare system. But I see that health information management will expand more with the introduction of artificial intelligence, with the need for quality assurance, with the need for privacy elements to be put in place for the privacy framework, and even in data analytics, health information management's role will be covering these areas. These specializations, and it would even be a subspecialization I see for our care providers. Like I see, there's like nurses who have who's focused now on informatics. Physicians or clinicians who are working in the field of health informatics too. So I think it's just going to expand and just grow, and we need more people who are passionate about it, who are willing to evolve in their roles in the same way that health information is evolving.
Well, I think that with you as a leader, you will get a lot of buy-in from people who want to enter this field because you have a very rich way of talking about, and your passion comes through, right? A very rich way of talking about information as the patient's story, and then relating it to stories in general as to, why you got into the field. And I think that that magnetism is what's going to it basically change the landscape of health information management, right? To go from I'm dealing with information every single day to I'm dealing with information, but it's about a patient who has this story, who how we're helping them, you know, better their healthcare journey. So thank you.
Thank
I don't have any other questions. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you feel like you want to add or to touch on before we disperse?
you so much. For sure. I think it's I just wanna maybe tell those people who, or to anyone pursuing a career in health information management, to become leaders, to lead with empathy, to embrace change, and to just never stop learning. To surround themselves with mentors who can challenge and support them, which I benefited from, and just be there for the common good. To remember that whatever we do, whatever we work on, directly impacts the lives of people and the community itself as a whole. And we're together, we can shape the future of healthcare through innovation, one record at a time.
That is a perfect ending to end on. One record at a time. I love it. It has been such a pleasure sitting down with you, getting to know you a little bit better. And honestly, it was something that I think I needed. I'm just going to stop the recording for just a second.